WRUF Gainesville, U251CG Gainesville, from the Spurrier's Gridiron Grill Studios. We are ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF. This program is paid for by Weeby Marketing.
Well, it's a hard reality to know you're getting older, but we all have to go through it, and with it comes aches and pains with every single step, it seems like. But the good part is the pains are fixable if you take the time to stop by Titan MRI. There's lots of us out there that think we can handle the pain or it'll eventually go away, but what you may not realize, you could be ruining yourself for many years to come. So if you're just scared, don't be. Go see Joe and the crew at Titan MRI. Their entire mindset is finding out what you need to feel better, and the process is as easy as walking into the swamp and smiling. With an average scan time of just 10 to 15 minutes, you can knock it out on your lunch break before the boss even knows you're gone. Titan MRI is the only locally owned and operated MRI center in town, and their staff has more than 20 years of experience in the Gainesville community. And if you're worried about not having insurance, don't be. That's never a problem at Titan MRI, and they'll even have your scan read same day. So tell your doctor, refer you to Titan MRI, or call them at 672-6644 today.
Red 80!
He's still going! They won't catch him! Touchdown, Gators!
Inside the Huddle is on the air. Former Gators QB Shane Matthews and the Dean of Sports Talk Steve Russell and Hall of Famer Steve Spurrier are mic'd up and ready to break the huddle.
You asked for it, you got it!
Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Titan MRI, Silverback Concrete, and QC Kinetics.
The ball is loose on the ground, and the Gators have it!
Now, let's join Shane, Steve, and the HBC right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Well, I almost didn't make it here today for Inside the Huddle because of what happened with the Jets last night, but we survived it. And we're here for Inside the Huddle. Welcome to another edition alongside the Gator QB Shane Matthews, the head ball coach Steve Spurrier. I'm Steve Russell. Time to talk some football with you. You want to give us a call? You can call us up at 392-8255 on the Campus USA call-in line. We've got a lot to discuss today. Big, big game Saturday, Florida and Tennessee. We'll get into all of that. Coach, I want to start with you, though. It was very obvious that McNeese was not going to let Florida throw the ball. I mean, it was just very obvious. So at least the mistakes from the first game got cleaned up a little bit.
Yeah, I think the whole idea was let's just go play without mistakes. And obviously we were able to run the ball very well and so forth. But, we threw, one or two downfield we hit. But as far as a lot of deep intermediate passes, we didn't have to do a lot of that. But hopefully we're ready to do it this week. I don't know if we're going to be able to run up and down the field on Tennessee. But like you said, this is the biggest ball game of the year so far. And it always was our biggest game when Shane and Danny and all the other guys played, because if you win this one, you're a game and a half up in the Eastern Division. And the first goal, if you're going to win the SEC, you got to win your division. And this is the last year of division. But anyway, it's a huge game for us.
And most years, it was the opening game for the SEC.
Yeah, I mean, back in the day, this was the game of the year for the most part. So should be an electric crowd Saturday night.
Well, in the 90s, Steve, the first 10 years of division play, we won seven of them, and Tennessee won the other three. So that tells you how big it used to be.
Yeah.
It hadn't been that big lately since the Bulldogs are up in there. But anyway, it's a huge game.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, let's do our questions of the week. And they are brought to you by Davis Chevrolet, your premier North Central Florida dealer of Chevrolet and Cadillac. You can send your questions to questions@gatorshows.com. Here we go, guys. Bill in Gainesville, great and needed win. What are the three things that must happen to beat Tennessee?
Well, I think the most important factor of the game to me is stopping the run. Josh Heupel, he's a good play caller, likes to throw the football, but he really relies on his run game. And I think if we do that and force them to really have to throw the football, I like our chances.
Control the line of scrimmage. Remember people used to say that? That's still a very important part of the game. And if you can do that, if you can run the ball pretty well, then the opportunity to throw is better also. But, I think we got to score some points, though, also. We can't score 15 or so. I think it would be a 28, 30-something point, whoever wins the game.
Yeah, and to your point, Shane, that their two running backs are very good.
Yeah.
And they do rely on the run a lot.
But I'm like Coach, and I don't know if Coach is aware of this because I didn't know it until the broadcast the other night. When we scored on the opening drive, Coach, that was the first time we had a lead since the South Carolina game here last year.
Is that right?
So let's be aggressive. Let's be aggressive and get ahead of somebody.
Yeah, got to score some points, yeah.
Winston and Gainesville, good to see the two backup quarterbacks, Leon and Brown. Who is second and who is third if Mertz gets hurt?
I mean, I think it's a toss-up. I think they like Micah. He's got good awareness, throws a really catchable ball. I think if something were to happen to Graham, I have a feeling he's going to go in the game. Mm-hmm. But Max Brown, he's a really good athlete. He's got a live arm. Mm-hmm. But I would say Leon would be my guess.
I don't know. The only scrimmage I saw, they scrimmaged in the stadium there two weeks before the season, and Leon got in there. I think Billy Napier said thirds, 3-on-3s, and he took the third team offense right down the field and scored, and it was the most impressive drive of all that I saw that afternoon. But I don't know who he's going to put in there.
Scott and Newberry, good to see some excitement by Austin Armstrong on the sidelines. Napier plays it cool. Are they a perfect complement to each other?
I mean, usually defensive coaches are wild, crazy screamers. I mean, you know, Coach used to have the defensive coaches do the pregame talk back in the day here where they throw chairs and scream. Well, they didn't throw chairs. They didn't throw chairs. But, you know,
yell a little bit.
That's what they do. That's what defensive guys do. They like to yell.
Yeah, a little fire. You need one or two of those kind of guys. I used to watch Coach Osborne at Nebraska, Coach, and he never said a word hardly. And then I got a chance to go to a game out there, and I was around some former Nebraska players, and they talked about their defensive coordinator, a guy named Coach McBride. He said this guy was a wild man in practice and in games. So the head coach is stoic, but they had a wild guy over there, and that's why their defense was so good all those years.
Latasha in Gainesville against Utah. Mm-hmm. We ran at 13 against McNeese, 51. Will we run or pass more against Tennessee?
It depends on how they play you. I wish we would have thrown it more against Utah the way they were playing us, and then we all saw how McNeese played us the other night. You know, it's all about the numbers in the box.
Okay, Coach.
Well, I guess. I don't know how much checking off we do, but certainly if they've got everybody up there to stop the run, should be throwing. If they're spread out, then the run should be better. So, anyway, we'll have to wait and see.
I knew we would get this question today. Alicia in Gainesville. Texas beat Alabama. Is this the beginning of the end for Nick Saban?
I don't know. I mean, they still got a bunch of good players. They still have all their goals ahead of them. If you think about it, they run the table. They're going to be in the playoffs. The quarterback is a question mark. He was a question mark going into the season, and I think he still is.
Mm-hmm. That's what was sort of surprising. They had a three-way competition. All the way up to, the week of the game, they named their quarterback. So he was struggling so much, I said, well, they got to put another one in there, don't they? The other ones never went in. And there's no talk about the other ones getting a chance yet. But Saban did. He jerked Jalen Hurts out of the championship game and put Tua in about 5 or 6 years ago, whenever that was. So sometimes you got to give the next guys in line a chance if the first guy's not doing it very well.
And I think both of you would agree with this. Alabama had some dudes at wide receiver, right, for those quarterbacks. I don't see those dudes.
I still predict they win the West.
Do you?
Who's going to beat them? Ole Miss?
I kind of like LSU, no. Coach.
LSU.
I do.
FSU beat them.
I know. But, I don't like LSU.
But it's at Tuscaloosa this year.
It is.
Yeah, it didn't help them against Texas. But, you know, that was a game could have gone either way. Gee, it was – Alabama had the lead, what,
In the fourth quarter, something like that.
And then Texas scored a couple touchdowns. So it wasn't like everybody says Texas dominated. They made fewer mistakes and played very well.
And their quarterback was good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cameron in Jacksonville. Richardson played well in his first game. And into your thoughts.
I thought he played okay. I thought they did a good job calling plays for him. He's going to need to learn, as I mentioned on your show yesterday, Steve, those are trained killers over there, and they are trying to hurt you.
Well, he did get hit in the head there. I don't know if he was knocked out or what, but he did go out of the game, and he had to go out a bunch of games here.
Mm-hmm.
And but what got me about the Jag game against the Colts, I was telling my wife, Jerry, I said, I still think Jacksonville is going to win this thing all the way up through the fourth quarter there, because the Colts, they got that, you know, Trevor Lawrence got hit, and the ball sort of went forward, but it came out before his arm went, I guess, or it was a fumble, and they picked it, about five guys had it, and one of their linemen picked it up and scored, you know. And, man, they were congratulating him like the game was over. You scored the winning touchdown. Man, we win. Oh, man, was that a celebration over there? And man, I said, man, you can't celebrate like that early. It was like 9 minutes left in the game or something. So the Jags came back and won, which did not surprise me. They're a good team. And they play like winners now. They were behind, but they no panic. They got a good attitude on that team, and Coach Peterson is the big reason.
Jameson in Gainesville, for you, Coach, when you were getting ready for your first SEC game, did you practice differently?
No, not particularly differently. We never practiced a whole lot differently. We'd have different ball plays for that week, maybe, a few here and there. But no, we tried, we strive for perfection every day. If Shane threw a lousy pass, I'd yell at him. Get your fundamentals straight. Or if Danny threw one. I remember one day I yelled at Danny. My wife was out there watching practice. She said, Steve, you need to relax on Danny. He doesn't do that in the game, but in practice he throws some ugly passes. I said, you know, you're right, but still, I can't help it. He could throw some ugly ones in practice, but when the game started, oh, man, they were close to perfect all the time.
This is interesting from Mickey in Lake City. In week one, Tarleton State scores 52 against McNeese. I don't want to hear an iota about how good the Gators looked scoring 49 against that same team. We didn't even cover the spread. What are we learning from these games?
Every game is different. Well, you know, we don't know if McNeese turned it over a bunch, had some scoop and score, block punts, or whatever. We scored it. I think we scored every time we had the football, right? The first seven times we did. Mm-hmm. So every game is different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't tell much about it. The test is this week.
Yeah.
First two games, well, Utah, they came back and won last mm-hmm. week. They got a habit of winning out there. You got to give Coach Willingham and those guys the attitude and effort mm-hmm. that they play the entire game. And that's what we got to get to. And hopefully if we can beat Tennessee, that'll really give us confidence going the rest of the way.
I knew this was going to come too. Broderick and Jacksonville. Colorado's for real. Deion seems to have a good coaching staff around him. Do you believe he can sustain success?
Time will tell. The two teams they've played are not very good, but give them credit. I think what makes their team is his kid. I think mm-hmm. his kid is outstanding. Great pocket awareness, throws a catchable ball, understands the passing game. They have some decent players. We'll see once they start playing the big boys in the Pac-12, but it's a great mm-hmm. story for college football.
I tell you what, they showed us they could play defense last week. Now, Nebraska, they don't score more than 10 or 14 anytime anyway, I guess. But still, the Colorado defense kept them in there early because this guy struggled a little bit early. Yeah, yep. And then finally they got it going. But, yeah, Colorado, they got to avoid getting full of themselves. But I think they're smart enough to know that. You know, Tom Brady sent Shadir. They met somewhere. He said, don't be satisfied. So if they look at that every game, don't be satisfied. If we're 5-0, 6-0, or on down the line, then they've got a chance to have a big year. But it's hard not to sit back, and everybody's telling you how great you are. You got to shake it off.
Damien and Cedar Key, Miami looked good against Texas A&M, now have two Florida teams winning. Is Miami going to be a problem for UF on the recruiting trail?
I mean, it's not just Miami. I mean, we recruit the same players they do as Ohio State, Georgia, mm-hmm. and Alabama.
So. Mm-hmm. I guess it depends on how much money you got to give them.
That's a great point. That's a great
Miami,
point.
You know, it's sort of interesting. Prior to that game, Miami and Texas A&M were probably maybe the top two with Southern Cal of giving guys money to come to their school.
Yep.
And, of course, A&M and Miami went 5-7 last year, both of them.
Yep.
So they're obviously a lot better, both teams, but yeah, Miami was impressive. That's the best they've looked in a long time.
It's true. June and Gainesville, kind of a follow-up. Will Fisher survive if they continue to slide?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's still got that huge buyout, mm-hmm. but they just have not been very impressive since he's taken over.
Yeah, he's got, what, 8 more years on that $9 or $10 million deal? Sort of like Matt Rhule's got about a 8-year deal at about 9 or 10 a year. I don't understand why AD's giving them those long-term contracts. That's why Shane and I were talking. The only two sports I know of right there today that you got to earn your way is tennis and golf. You know, golf, when you come to the tournament, nothing's guaranteed. If you don't make the cut, you pay your hotel bill and go home somehow. And the same thing in tennis. If you go out the first round, you get first round money, which is maybe enough to pay your motel. I don't know. But you got to earn your way in tennis and golf. The other sports, they get long-term contracts. And you look at all the NFL quarterbacks that got those huge deals. They didn't play very well last week. Joe Burrow, and then, of course, Rodgers got hurt last night. So it's interesting. Someone once said, in life, you don't get paid what you're worth. You get paid what you can negotiate. And that's, I guess, pretty true.
I think it's very true. Negotiate. Yes. Mm-hmm. Sean in Gainesville, the swamp that you built, Coach, will be loud this Saturday against the Vols. How mm-hmm. important is winning to the fan support at home? It's everything. People love winners. I don't care what sport it is. Len in Gainesville, all 4 Power 5 schools in Florida, all 3 NFL teams won this past weekend. This is the first time ever. How cool for the state of Florida.
I didn't even realize that.
I didn't either. But mm-hmm. it is kind of cool. Landon in Atlanta, in 96, you replaced your defensive coordinator, brought in Bob Stoops to lead the defense, worked out great. Could Napier hiring Armstrong resemble the same move?
Time will tell. Time will tell.
Sherry in Gainesville, Eugene Wilson brings back memories of Percy Harvin and Tony. Could he be the catalyst in beating Tennessee and getting a winning record this year?
Well, he's a guy you got to get the ball in his hand somehow. He compared him to Percy and who else?
Kadarius.
I think he's a lot smoother than Kadarius, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But he's a really good player. And I liked how, as I said on your show yesterday, we played our best 3 receivers majority of the game.
Yep. Finally, Aaron in Gainesville, great to see so many freshmen play. How important is that experience even against a D2 school in a blowout?
Well, anytime you can go play, it's a good thing. I mean, it's a different animal this week, though.
Yeah, it's always neat. Backup players, scout team players. How many did we dress out? 100 guys, maybe, in the game.
You dress everybody for those games.
But that's why I know
fans don't like those games. I like them. I think former players liked them because the walk-ons get their opportunity.
Yeah, we talked about that. I think last week walk-on kids love the opportunity to play in the swamp in front of the crowd. Yep.
All right, questions of the week brought to you by Davis Chevrolet, your premier North Central Florida dealer of Chevrolet and Cadillac. You can send your questions to questions@gatorshows.com. Play of the week brought to you by Campus USA Credit Union. Put some star power to work in your financial life with Campus USA Credit Union. Shaner, play of the week.
I'm going to go with the double move deep post that we hit Ricky Pearsall on. It was a beautiful route. Coach, he threw it right down the middle of the field, perfect air under it. We need more of those.
Mm-hmm. And now we're talking about play of the week, not the Gator game.
No, it could be anywhere, but that's just one that just jumped out to me.
Yep. Anywhere, yeah. Well, I'll go with the touchdown pass Colorado threw against Nebraska. They were struggling offensively, Colorado was, for about first quarter or so. Then the second quarter, they ran one of those little crossers, you know, and the guy came all the way from one side to the corner of the end zone, and that sort of opened the gates because Nebraska wasn't going to score much at all. So I think that gave them 10 or 14, something like that. And then they ran off and left Nebraska after that.
Okay. We'll take a break, come back. Much more to come inside the huddle. Mm-hmm. ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Mm-hmm. I'm tired of you living in pain, and I want you to get real lasting relief from chronic pain in your knees, back, shoulders, and hips. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting-edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Stop putting it off. Call now and schedule your free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now in Gainesville, Ocala, and the Villages. 352-400-4550. 352-400-4550.
Everybody out there listening has a great understanding of sports, and that means we all know that injuries are inevitable, and they can sometimes cause lots of stress in our lives. So that's why Titan MRI wants to make the process of finding out what's wrong as easy as possible. Their entire mindset is helping you get better, and they'll even have your scan read same day. Located right in the heart of Gainesville off of Newberry Road, access is awesome. No long walks from a parking garage. You can just walk right in and smile, knowing that Joe and the crew at Titan MRI are going to get you all fixed. Next up.
Where in Gainesville do you go for family fun? Dave & Buster's in Celebration Point, where they have the latest and greatest games, ultimate sports viewing, extraordinary food, and remarkable drinks. Plus, Dave & Buster's is the perfect place to watch all the Gator games. With more space, more screen, and food that leaves your taste buds feeling victorious at our gigantic screens, you're going to feel like a champion no matter how your team does. Dave & Buster's, eat and play, located in Celebration Point.
Hey fans, don't get sacked by high prices. Join the winning team at Davis Gainesville Chevrolet. This week at Davis, score big savings on our all-star Chevy selection. The most awarded brand for new vehicle quality, like Chevy's MVP, the new Silverado, with low 2.8 financing and no payments for 90 days. Plus, we're tackling high prices on the area's best GM-certified pre-owned inventory. So join the winning team at Davis Gainesville Chevrolet on North Main Street.
Hi again, everybody. It's the voice of the Gators, Sean Kelly, for my new friends at Quality Plumbing. As a sports broadcaster, I've seen a lot of teams, and I recognize a winning one when I see it. That's what I found with my new friends at Quality Plumbing. From the person who answers the phone, and yes, it's still a live person, to the service manager, to the expert technician that arrives at my door, the Quality Plumbing team is second to none. Take it from me and trust these pros. Quality Plumbing, their name really does say it all.
License number CFC043073.
I was in a car accident that ultimately resulted in the death of my best friend. I initially contacted another law firm, and I thought I was confident in that decision. As time went on, I was at a loss. I eventually reached out to Meldon Law from a family friend who knows Kerry himself, and I gave him a call, and they completely changed everything for me.
If we can help you, give us a call at 1-800-373-8000. At Meldon Law, we won't back down.
The WRUF radio app. Your source for sports every second of every hour of every day. You are listening to ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM. WRUF, the home of the Florida Gators.
And now, more of Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier. Right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, and anywhere in the world on the WRUF radio app.
Silverback Concrete knows you only have one chance to make a building that holds up to the high standards, and that's why they're the number one choice. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle alongside the Gator QB, Shane Matthews, the head ball coach, Steve Spurrier, I'm Steve Russell, talking some college, not just football in general. If you have a question you want to ask on the Campus USA phone line, call us up, 392-8255. Now, time for Team of the Week, brought to you by Dave & Buster's, where everyone's a winner. Dave & Buster's Eat and Play, located in Celebration Point. Team of the Week, Shane.
Mine's the Utah Utes. I mean, they just, as you said earlier, they just find ways to win games. They sputtered around, won the game, tied it up with, like a minute to go, and somehow I think they got a pick six to win the game. But they just have that culture of finding ways to win.
It's hard not to take Texas. That was a big win for those guys and Coach Sark. And it'll be interesting to see if they can not get full of themselves and continue on, because, I mean, they look like they got a team that can win 11 out of 12 right now. So time will tell on them, but they were the team of the week with me.
I can't in good conscience take Miami. I just can't.
They were good too.
Yeah, so Coach, I'm with you. I'm going to go Texas because, you know, Texas is back, Texas is back, Texas is back, and they somehow stumble. Mm-hmm. They could stumble later, but they won a big game, and they won a big road game, and that long winning streak that Alabama had at home got snapped with that as well. Coach of the Week brought to you by Ruse Ogra State Farm Insurance. State Farm agent Ruse Ogra is your go-to agent in Gainesville and North Central Florida for the service you deserve at the price you want. Coach, I'll start with you. Coach of the Week.
I guess you got to go with Coach Sark at Texas. Biggest win for Texas since they won the national championship back in, what was that, 2001 or two, something like that. So anyway, yeah, the Texas eyes are upon you now. Yeah, they had Matthew McConaughey on sideline strutting around. So the Bama people didn't care for that, I don't think. But he got the last laugh on him, and you got to admit, he stuck with his Texas guys for many a year when they were very average.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Sark, too. That's just such a big win for their football program. And as you said, Texas has the quarterback and the weapons to make a deep run. And, you know, it may all come down to that Red River shootout to see, you know, even if they lose that. I want to say, yeah, the Big 12 is the top two teams playing their championship game. So whoever loses that game will probably get a rematch.
You know, I'm going to go a little off the beaten path here. When Coach Leach passed away, Arnett got the job, and not a lot of people thought they're going to be very successful. Well, they beat Arizona. So
overtime. Did you see that end of that game?
I didn't see it.
It was unbelievable.
What happened?
So it goes into overtime, and Mississippi State scores. Then they have like a 4th and 20, Arizona does. And they got this quarterback that, I mean, he can run around, make plays. So he probably runs 70 yards all the way back to the 50 and breaks down the sideline and almost gets the first down, gets tripped up by it. His elbow goes down an inch from converting a 4th and 20. And they lost.
Yeah, I was watching the end of that game.
Isn't that right, Coach?
Yeah, went to overtime, and Mississippi State's running the ball. They're not throwing anywhere like they did with Coach Leach and so forth. But that was interesting. Mississippi State threw a screen pass in overtime, and the guy missed the tackle. I mean, he hit and bounced off. It would have been no game. And he went down the sideline, and it was wide open there. And then their guy ran with it, and when he dove, he had it in his left hand. His helmet sort of made the first down, but he elbow and ball was just a little bit behind, and they replayed it, and game was over.
Yep. So give them a little luck.
But Jed Fish has done a pretty good job with them, Coach.
Yep.
Yeah, they got some new players. Mm-hmm. They got a quarterback came from Washington State. Yeah. Washington State's a team now that has done super. Mm-hmm. Two big wins.
That whole conference.
Beat Wisconsin. Yeah, the Pac-12 and the ACC. Heck, the ACC's 4-1 over the mighty SEC.
That's right.
We might need to quit saying mighty SEC for a while till we start beating some of those ACC buddies of ours.
Yeah. Well, we'll take a break, come back. We're going to look at some of this week's games coming up and a lot more inside the Huddle, ESPN, 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that builds commercial structures for contractors who expect unrivaled quality, including the head ball coach's restaurant, Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. You only have one chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards through all kinds of weather. Visit SilverbackConcrete.co to see why they're the number one choice in the Southeast. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back.
You might know that State Farm agent Ruz Agra has great service. He's your good neighbor, after all. But did you know that State Farm has surprisingly good rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Ruz Agra has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Gainesville and North Central Florida. So call State Farm agent Ruz Agra at 352-240-1779 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Hi, I'm Coach Steve Spurrier, and I am a member of the Campus USA Credit Union. The Gator Nation has been counting on Campus USA Credit Union for over 80 years. Campus supports the Gators and our community. Campus membership is open to all UF students, faculty, staff, and alumni. Come see why over 100,000 members, like me, count on Campus USA Credit Union. So put some star power to work in your financial life. Visit campuscu.com and join today.
Why did the Chick-fil-A cross Archer Road? So you don't have to. Chick-fil-A now has the pleasure to serve you from both sides of Archer Road. Both locations include drive-thru and carry-out options, or dine in at the Chick-fil-A on the north side of Archer Road. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, we're open at 6 a.m. with drive-thru open until 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Chick-fil-A also caters. We'll bring our original chicken sandwich, delicious dipping sauces, and famous Chick-fil-A lemonade to you. Chick-fil-A. Eat more chicken.
So how do you find an auto repair shop you can trust? Well, just ask a Gator, because Auto ER is a proud partner of the Florida Gators. From simple maintenance to tires to collision repair, Auto ER is the hospital for your car. And like the Gators, they strive to be the best with a 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty on work, complete digital vehicle inspection reports, courtesy transportation, and so much more. Auto ER, caring for the Gator Nation one car at a time. Visit theautoer.com.
I'm tired of you living in pain, and I want you to get real lasting relief from chronic pain in your knees, back, shoulders, and hips. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Stop putting it off. Call now and schedule your free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now in Gainesville, Ocala, and the Villages. 352-400-4550. 352-400-4550.
The Tailgate with Jeff Cardozo and Pat Dooley. Weekday afternoons at 4 right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM WRUF, and on your phone with the WRUF radio app. Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier continues right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM WRUF, and online at WRUF.com.
At Tite MRI, you'll visit the only locally owned and operated MRI imaging center in town. Call them up and start feeling better today. That's TitanMRI.com.
If you've got joint pain in your knees, shoulders, hip, or back that won't go away, you need to check out QC Kinetics for long-lasting relief. Not surgery, not drugs, or downtime. Schedule your free consultation at QC Kinetics, 352-400-4550. Call today, QC Kinetics, 352-400-4550.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle. Much more to go, but if you have a question or a comment, 392-8255, that is the phone number to call. Top four teams, guys, brought to you by Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A on both sides of Archer Road. Mm-hmm. Enjoy juicy chicken, waffle fries, and more. Eat more chicken. Shane, top four.
I'm going to go Georgia, Texas, Michigan, and the semis.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what I'm going to do, Steve. Okay. I'm going to pretend we started the year everybody even, okay?
Okay.
So that means the Bulldogs ain't in my top four because they haven't, it's not their fault, they haven't played anybody.
I bet Duke's in the top four.
Oh, yeah, Duke's, they beat Clemson. So I tried to find everybody that has beaten a top 10 team. Mm-hmm. So obviously Texas goes to number one, and Duke goes to number two. They beat Clemson. And I got to put Colorado in there because they've had two impressive
wins. They ain't beat
wins.
Nobody, though, Coach.
Impressive.
Oh.
TCU. They were in the national championship game last year. You didn't watch it?
And lost by 60.
No, they only lost by 55, wasn't it?
Oh.
But anyway, then FSU. I put FSU in there. They had a good win over LSU also.
They did. Yep.
So, you know, and then a lot of – Washington Huskies is a team I want everybody to just watch. They athletically – they are – a beautiful-looking team. Guys are fit. They got schemes. They beat Tulsa pretty good the other day, and Tulsa's not all that bad, I don't think, yet. But it's early in the year, but watch out for those Washington Huskies.
That isn't Penix there?
Penix, yeah. He's from Tampa.
Yeah, and he went to it was Indiana first.
Coach,
yeah.
You ever been to a game out there?
Washington?
Yeah.
I played a game in Seattle.
Well, no, I'm talking about their stadium
University
right
of Washington?
There.
On the, no, yeah. I don't think I've been to that one. No.
It's a pretty setting.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
You know, I can understand why. Look, one of the things I've never liked about polling, why do you have a preseason ranking, to your point, Coach? Mm-hmm. Why do you have it? You're making the assumption that on paper, I'm just using Georgia, mm-hmm. that Georgia's the best team in the country. Well, we don't know that.
Right.
So to me, you do what you just said, Coach. Your first week, okay, if Georgia beats, I don't know who they beat.
Ball State.
That's going to make them in the top 10? Mm-hmm. I understand after week one, maybe you do put them in because of what they have their roster is, but I've never been a big fan of preseason polls. Mm-hmm. I don't think they mean anything. This means something, though, because it's time for Coaches Chalk Talk, brought to you by Meldon Law. Yeah, with over 50 years of experience. I got to read the liner here. The only injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, Meldon Law, won't back down. All right, Coach, it's yours.
Okay, I think I saw this play the other day in the Colorado game. They were struggling, and their quarterback, Shadir, hit this guy on a crossing route. And I'm going to draw it up, and I heard one of the guys talk about it the other day. And I think you're going to see a lot of teams use this play down around the 20 or 10-yard line when almost everybody plays man-to-man. It is a man-to-man play, and it's pretty good. So here's what they do. Got this on video. Okay. Okay, everybody's playing man-to-man. Okay. And you got a free safety. Okay. Free safety. We've got four wide receivers. Okay, these guys usually play bump and run. These guys play, they got no help over here. He's got no help over here. So they play a little on the outside. So here's ball snap. He may help out a little bit. He's not important. He may help out on him and then just get in there just in case the quarterback needs it. But we're going to run double crossers. So these outside guys now, they got to act like they're doing something. They got to run in here. If a guy goes with you, then you hesitate a little bit, but then you end up out here. These outside guys act like you're going somewhere. Get him covering you, okay? All right, these guys are going to run crossers. This one's going to go a little deeper than this one. This one's going to come up in here and try to cut right off his tail going here. So what the quarterback does, he goes back and he watches this guy. This guy, he can take either one. Whichever one he goes with, he's going to go with the other one. So the other day, Shadir came back and got a little pressure, and he came over here, and he hit this guy over here for the touchdown. But we're going to throw it corner of the end zone with these guys running crossers. He might get a little natural pick right here and so forth. Now, these guys can't just go and sit because this guy could slough back. So they have to stay active. If you get a big three-deep zone of some kind, you got to throw the hitch guy out here because he could fall back in there and so forth. So, but it's a man-to-man play, and I think you're going to see a lot of teams use that play from now on, okay? What do you think, Freddie?
Great play.
If it works.
If it works, that's right.
Yeah.
You know what? I've never, in all the years I've known Coach, and we're doing this show together, Coach, I've never asked you this question, and I've always wanted to know, since you kind of brought this up, Where'd you get your ball plays from? Did you create them all? Where'd you get your ball plays from?
Well, you get them from the teams you played with a little bit, and then you add whatever you want to from there on. And then sometimes you just draw them up. Man, this looks good. Let's try it. And I was fortunate when I went to Duke as the offensive coordinator, I asked Coach Wilson, I said, where's your playbook? What all do I need to learn? He said, we don't even have a playbook on offense.
Really?
He said, you can make up the playbook.
Wow.
So that was 1980. I got to start making up a playbook. And obviously, when I came down here, I'll tell you a good story. When I came down here, we were under investigation. We could never meet with the guys before the first day of spring practice. They said, well, you can meet with them for about an hour before practice. So Shane will tell you, we put the offense in that meeting. We put the whole thing in and went and practiced. Like it was the 10th practice, right?
Jeez.
It was that simple. The offense is simple.
It's very simple. Somewhat sophisticated, but very simple.
It's easy to learn. We tried to condense words into short as possible, but yet telling everybody what to do.
Doesn't that make sense? Because then everybody knows what to do, right? You're not being bogged down by terminology and verbiage, right?
Yeah, but that was funny, sort of. We put it in and went out and practiced it that day.
That is interesting. We'll take a break, come back. Much more to come inside the huddle, ESPN, 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
Everybody out there listening has a great understanding of sports, and that means we all know that injuries are inevitable, and they can sometimes cause lots of stress in our lives. So that's why Titan MRI wants to make the process of finding out what's wrong as easy as possible. Their entire mindset is helping you get better, and they'll even have your scan read same day. Located right in the heart of Gainesville off of Newberry Road, access is awesome. No long walks from a parking garage. You can just walk right in and smile, knowing that Joe and the crew at Titan MRI are going to get you all fixed up.
Spurrier's Gridiron Grill is a special type of place for fans of the Gators and great food, which is why we've made every day special. Join us on Martini Tuesdays for half-off handcrafted martinis and Wine Wednesdays, where you can enjoy a bottle of wine for 50% off. And don't forget the incredible Spurrier's Gridiron Grill brunch buffet and bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys every Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 3. That's right, a brunch buffet every Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 3. Spurrier's Gridiron Grill, the hottest restaurant in Florida in the heart of Gator Nation.
Where in Gainesville do you go for family fun? Dave & Buster's in Celebration Point, where they have the latest and greatest games, ultimate sports viewing, extraordinary food, and remarkable drinks. Plus, Dave & Buster's is the perfect place to watch all the Gator games. With more space, more screen, and food that leaves your taste buds feeling victorious at our gigantic screens, you're going to feel like a champion no matter how your team does. Dave & Buster's, eat and play, located in Celebration Point.
Hi, I'm Coach Steve Spurrier, and I am a member of the Campus USA Credit Union. The Gator Nation has been counting on Campus USA Credit Union for over 80 years. Campus supports the Gators and our community. Campus membership is open to all UF students, faculty, staff, and alumni. Come see why over 100,000 members, like me, count on Campus USA Credit Union. So put some star power to work in your financial life. Visit campuscu.com and join today.
So how do you find an auto repair shop you can trust? Well, just ask a Gator, because Auto ER is a proud partner of the Florida Gators. From simple maintenance to tires to collision repair, Auto ER is the hospital for your car. And like the Gators, they strive to be the best with a 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty on work, complete digital vehicle inspection reports, courtesy transportation, and so much more. Auto ER, caring for the Gator Nation one car at a time. Visit theautoer.com.
Why did the Chick-fil-A cross Archer Road? So you don't have to. Chick-fil-A now has the pleasure to serve you from both sides of Archer Road. Both locations include drive-thru and carry-out options, or dine in at the Chick-fil-A on the north side of Archer Road. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, we're open at 6 a.m. with drive-thru open until 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Chick-fil-A also caters. We'll bring our original chicken sandwich, delicious dipping sauces, and famous Chick-fil-A lemonade to you. Chick-fil-A. Eat more chicken.
Talking the talk and walking the walk. You are listening to Florida's preeminent sports radio station. We are ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF. And now, more of Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier, right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF. And anywhere in the world on the WRUF radio app.
Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that build commercial structures with unrivaled quality.
Welcome back. We'll get a call here on our Campus USA phone line. Porter, hello.
Hey, Coach, Steve, Shane, thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Quick Tennessee memory. I'm not sure you'll remember the 2000 game, Jabbar Gapping. So we had argued about whether we were coming back after the game or not, and we decided to let the game decide. So obviously we're going to stay the extra night in Tennessee, pulling the steakhouse, getting ready to go in, and they go, we're going to talk to Phil Foreman when we get back. So, wait, let's listen to this. They come back, and the interviewer, he was trying to ask the question, you know, how do you regroup? Where do you go from here? And he asked, so, what do we do now or something? And Fulmer took it literally, and he goes, well, I'm going to go home and have a bowl of soup and go to bed. And that in that window, like, it was just so hilarious. And the next morning, we watched the Fulmer show before we leave, and my buddy came up, he decided, oh, now we know. He had lemon soup. He had the most sour look on his face. So one of the many Spurrier memories will always cherish for those 12 years. Thanks, Coach.
All right, Porter. Thank you. All right, let's do games to look for, brought to you by Quality Plumbing. When you need a quality plumber, rely on the same company Gainesville's trusted for over 30 years, Quality Plumbing. Their name says it all. It's not a great week, but there's some good games coming up. Let's start, guys. LSU at Mississippi State.
This is good. I mean, as you said, State sits at 2-0. LSU always doesn't play well in Starkville. I think LSU wins a squeaker.
Yeah, I do too. Close.
Yeah, it should be a pretty good game. Mississippi State won 9 games last year, which I think in school history they've only done it 4 or 5 times, not a whole bunch. And Creed Whittemore's there. They didn't use him much last week, did they?
No, he caught one and ran one.
Yeah, had 2 touchdowns the first game.
He's a really good player.
He's an outstanding player. And they only threw 15 or 20 passes.
I would be interested to pull Will Rogers aside and go, how do you like this new offense?
Yeah, and he can come back next year.
Yeah.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an interesting game. SEC Missouri hosting 15th-ranked Kansas State.
Hmm. Wildcats are pretty good.
They are pretty good.
They're very well coached.
Quarterback is back. Mm-hmm.
The guy that won a bunch of national titles at North Dakota State. They're very similar to Utah. Mm-hmm. They're boring to watch, but they just win football games.
Culture.
Kansas State. Are they 2-0, Kansas State?
Yes.
They are?
Yes.
Where's it being played, Kansas State?
At Missouri.
Oh, at Missouri. Well, that'll give Missouri a chance. They play a lot of close games against tough teams and bad teams. They play a lot of 3-4 point games.
It's an old Big 8 game, right?
Yeah. Kansas State scored 45 against Southeast Missouri and 42 against Troy. Mm-hmm. So this will be their biggest test here. Mm-hmm. Penn State at Illinois.
Penn State by a lot. Illinois has already lost one or two.
One, I think, Coach.
Just one.
Yeah, I agree with Coach. Penn State's pretty talented mm-hmm. this year. Illinois stinks.
Yeah, and they lost. They beat Toledo by two and then lost against Kansas. Kansas is better.
Right, yeah. I watched some of that game because it was, I think, a late Friday night game before our game last weekend.
Yeah.
It was a blowout for a while. Illinois made it closer than for the final score.
All right, let's get to some of these other games here. Again, there's not a lot of great games. South Carolina, Georgia.
Well, Coach can talk about this game. I mean, I think it's in Columbia.
It is at Georgia.
That's at Georgia.
Between the hedges, okay.
Yeah, I think South Carolina has got a chance. They got to certainly throw the ball and pass block better than they did against North Carolina. But anyway, we'll find out how good Georgia is. South Carolina making match up with them. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I agree. I don't think Georgia's been tested at all. I haven't watched them play, but if you look at the scores, during their game, they're starting very sluggish.
Yeah, I was just going to say that if they start out slow, and Carolina gets off to a good start,
and I think it's one of those deals where Spencer Rattler is going to need to play extremely well and. I don't know if South Carolina can line up and run the football on them. I think Spencer's going to have to make some plays.
What I fear there, their offensive line's not very good.
No, they got to help the O-line. Those backs have got to chip off. And center's got to double team one of those tackles, or else they're going to be in trouble if they try to just block with the linemen.
Yeah. Washington, Coach, team you like, at Michigan State with all their troubles with the coach.
Yeah, a lot of trouble going on there. But, Michael Penix. Kid from Tampa, started his career at Indiana, is a really good player, and I haven't seen him play. I saw him play last year, but I would think Washington takes care of business.
Washington by 3 touchdowns.
Okay.
Coach is throwing out scores now.
He is. Now, Vandy lost. They were competitive at Wake. I'm just picking them because they get a chance for their third win. They play at UNLV.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting game. I know nothing about UNLV.
Their coach is Barry Odom, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think he was there for a minute. Didn't he leave? Or did he?
I think it was Odom. Yeah, I think they let go, and he came from somebody's staff, Arkansas staff. Yeah, that's right. But, I think they'll beat UNLV. I really do. No problem.
Mm-hmm. And Georgia Tech at Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm. Well, Georgia Tech played pretty well. I don't know what their record is. I know they lost their opener, but they got the one of the what's the kid's name that played quarterback at A&M transfer? Haynes King, athletic guy. Mm-hmm. Ole Miss, I still got question marks about their defense. I think they'll win since it's in Oxford.
Ole Miss at home should win.
Yeah, Haynes, they lost, I think, by 2 to Louisville, I think. Okay, other games here. BYU at Arkansas.
Interesting game. Arkansas is 2-0. I talked to Kerwin Bell, who's the head coach at West Carolina, played them last week. He was not impressed with Arkansas. I mean, they got clobbered. Their quarterbacks turned it over a bunch. But he doesn't think Arkansas is going to have a great year, so we'll see.
I would pick Arkansas, though.
Me too. College game day is going to be there. Colorado State at Colorado.
What's Colorado State's record?
I have to look it up.
I don't even know who their coach is.
They are 0-1.
Oh, boy.
They lost to Washington State 50-24.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Colorado is going to probably roll them. And then I think Colorado starts playing some real teams next week. I want to say maybe Southern Cal or Oregon or somebody.
Yeah, they're still playing the Pac-12 schedule. So, Pac-12 looks pretty strong out there right now. Oregon, Washington, Southern Cal, and Colorado. Colorado was in the Pac-12.
They still are right now.
Yeah,
are
this
now.
Year. Yeah,
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 they are now.
So they're going to play all those teams.
I bet Shadur throws for a ton of yards. It's going to be a game where I think Deion's going to say, tell his OC, let's get him a bunch of touchdowns. Yeah. Get him in that Heisman mix.
It used to be the Fighting McIlwains out there back in the day.
Oh, they play all out the whole game anyway. I don't think he has to tell him that.
You know, the game that I want to see, I mean, Kentucky's probably going to win. They play Akron. But Kentucky has not looked good. They won. They got 44 against Ball State, but scored very late, and then kind of sputtered around 28-17 against Eastern Kentucky with Leary, you know, who was supposed to elevate them, and then Liam Cohen is back. You know, their old offensive coordinator. I'm not sold on Kentucky yet.
No, I thought I read something where Liam Cohen he's in the hospital.
Yes.
So I don't know if he's going to be calling plays this ball game or not. But yeah, Devin Leary was highly acclaimed. We know what he did at NC State. He's a good player, but he hasn't played up to all that since he's been a Wildcat.
Yeah, they haven't hit their peak yet, Kentucky. So when and if they do, we'll just have to wait.
Okay, I won't ask you for a winner for Florida-Tennessee, but I'll ask this question. If Florida wins, what's got to go right for them?
I agree with coaches. Control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, but especially kind of limit them big plays running the football because that's what they want to do. But offensively, we've got to push the ball down the field. I think we have some really good receivers. I think this quarterback is extremely accurate, knows where to go with it. So let's let him go play. I think let's get a lead. I mean, could you imagine us leading Tennessee in the swamp at night? It's been a long time. It's been a long time.
Yeah, really, almost every game comes down to who plays the best. Okay, can we run the ball a little bit better than them? Can we throw it better than them? Or can we defend them better? So, heck, it comes down to the team that scores the most points. And I heard the other day a guy say, we're gonna throw deep and we're going to run it down your throat. That's a pretty good philosophy if you can do that. You know, run, and throw deep and score touchdowns. So, team that does that the best will probably win it.
What is the stat? They've beaten us in the swamp twice in the last 50-something years. Is that correct?
20.
Yeah, 20.
Oh, 20 years.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
2 years.
Coach, I want to ask this because, you know, when you watched Swamp Kings, you know what Urban did in terms of games like this, right? And that Tennessee game, a lot of times, was the first game of the year and, you know, was a real swing game depending on who won. Did you put any extra emphasis, Coach, on, you know, the, quote, rivals, or was it just go out and take care of your business?
We prepared for all of them. Pretty much the same. Obviously, we knew how good they were, and that if we're going to win the division, we got to beat these guys. So the players knew bigger games than other games, but we tried to approach them very similarly, right, Shane?
Yeah, but I do know that Billy Napier and his staff have really focused in the off season on Tennessee, Florida State, and Georgia, because I firmly believe this, that a lot of these kids don't understand that.
No.
I don't think they watch football anymore.
Yeah.
I don't think they care. So they got to kind of learn about it. Because I know he had a bunch of former players do videos and things like that. So we'll see if it translates to some wins.
But I can tell you the worst game I ever coached, Steve Russell, Syracuse, 1991. We just beaten Alabama 35-0 in the swamp. And we thought we could just show up there, don't we, Shane? They ran the ball for about 280 yards against us, and we tried no huddle. We were trying to be cute. Yeah, the Syracuse people were screaming and yelling, going crazy, and we got clobbered. I mean, we got clobbered. What, 38-17, something like that?
It wasn't a good day.
And so we came back and ran the stadium. I think
we
a few
did
times 6:30 in
coaches,
the morning,
coaches included.
And we started giving the ball to Eric Rhett and play action. And Rhett ran for about 150 against Mississippi State down in Orlando the next week. So we got back to basics. And, you know, sometimes a big win can cause you to lose the next week. So, anyway, we learned from that. And, fortunately, it wasn't a conference game.
We'll take our final break, come back, wrap up Inside the Huddle, ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF. Uh-huh.
Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that builds commercial structures for contractors who expect unrivaled quality, including the head ball coach's restaurant, Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. You only have one chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards through all kinds of weather. Visit SilverbackConcrete.co to see why they're the number one choice in the Southeast. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back.
Hey fans, don't get sacked by high prices. Join the winning team at Davis Gainesville Chevrolet. This week at Davis, score big savings on our all-star Chevy selection. The most awarded brand for new vehicle quality, like Chevy's MVP, the new Silverado, with low 2.8 financing and no payments for 90 days. Plus, we're tackling high prices on the area's best GM-certified pre-owned inventory. So join the winning team at Davis Gainesville Chevrolet on North Main Street.
You might know that State Farm agent Ruz Agra has great service. He's your good neighbor, after all. But did you know that State Farm has surprisingly good rates, too? Yep, that's right. Along with good neighbor service, State Farm agent Ruz Agra has surprisingly great rates for everyone in Gainesville and North Central Florida. So call State Farm agent Ruz Agra at 352-240-1779 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
I was in a car accident that ultimately resulted in the death of my best friend. I initially contacted another law firm, and I thought I was confident in that decision. As time went on, I was at a loss. I eventually reached out to Meldon Law from a family friend who knows Carrie himself, and I gave him a call, and they completely changed everything for me.
If we can help you, give us a call at 1-800-373-8000. At Meldon Law, we won't back down.
Hey Gainesville, it's the voice of the Gators, Sean Kelly here for my new friends at Quality Plumbing. They've been serving the Gator Nation for nearly four decades. Their team of professionals treat every call with the precision and detail of a postseason play with a championship on the line. And when it comes to a plumbing project or emergency, that's exactly the effort I want, and you should too. No job is too big or too small, and every call matters. Take it from me, the voice of the Gators, Quality Plumbing. Their name says it all.
License number CFC043073.
I'm tired of you living in pain, and I want you to get real lasting relief from chronic pain in your knees, back, shoulders, and hips. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting-edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Stop putting it off. Call now and schedule your free consultation. Call QC Kinetics now in Gainesville, Ocala, and the Villages. 352-400-4550. 352-400-4550.
We are your home for Tampa Bay Rays baseball. You're listening to ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, and anywhere in the world with the WRUF radio app. Inside the Huddle with Shane Matthews, Steve Russell, and Steve Spurrier continues right here on ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF, and online at WRUF.com.
At Titan MRI, no insurance is no problem. And Titan MRI has the same-day scheduling available. Call them up. Start feeling better today. That's TitanMRI.com.
If you got joint pain in your knees, shoulders, hip, or back that won't go away, you need to check out QC Kinetics for long-lasting relief. Not surgery, drugs, or downtime. Schedule a free consultation at QC Kinetics. That's 352-400-4550. Call them today. That's QC Kinetics.
We end with a segment I like, Spurrier Stories, brought to you by Auto ER. From simple maintenance to tires to collision repair, Auto ER, the hospital for your car, now the official partner of the Florida Gators. Coach.
Okay, quick story. Danny Warfel's first Tennessee game, I think was 93, 3, 4, 5, 6 was his years. And we had him here in the swamp, and he threw, I think, two or three touchdown passes in the game. We won 41-34. I think Heath Shuler was still the quarterback in Tennessee in 93, and then Peyton came in 94 and so forth. But that was his first game as a starter, Danny. And he started, I think, pretty much the rest of that year, and he got hurt the FSU game, and Terry Dean came on and had two outstanding games in the SEC game, beating Alabama, and then the Sugar Bowl, beating West Virginia. So 93 was the year both of them played very well.
Okay. Last thoughts on Florida-Tennessee.
No, it's just a huge game. I can't remember a game being this big in a long, long time, and should be a great night in the swamp, and hopefully the crowd will help us to a victory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to play our best, and we do that. Maybe good things will look ahead for the rest of the year.
Yep, and, you know, I think, too, if you win this game, it doesn't mean you're going to the national championship, and if you lose the game, it doesn't mean all is lost either. But you'd like to defend home against a rival like this. So we'll see what happens. That's our Inside the Huddle for today. Mm-hmm. We thank you for listening. And I also want to thank Zach Weiss, our producer today. And, of course, thank the ball coach and the Gator QB, Shane Matthews, for being here. I'm Steve Russell. Sports Scene's next. ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM, WRUF.
When the head ball coach needed concrete work done for Spurrier's Gridiron Grill, he went with the crew you can trust to get the job done right. Silverback Concrete. Silverback Concrete is a family-led team of heavy concrete specialists that builds commercial structures for contractors across the Southeast. Through time-tested know-how, exacting standards, and rugged workmanship, Silverback Concrete never misses the chance to make a building that holds up to the highest standards through all kinds of weather, precision, grit, safety, and speed. Silverback Concrete. From river to ridge, swamp to coast, Silverback Concrete is your full-service concrete contractor that can get the job done right no matter the terrain. Visit silverbackconcrete.co to learn more. That's silverbackconcrete.co. You stand on it, we stand by it. Silverback Concrete's got your back. Visit silverbackconcrete.co today. silverbackconcrete.co.
Thanks for listening to Inside the Huddle. If you'd like to ask Coach a question, email it to questions@insidethehuddlehbc.com. This show and the Inside the Huddle show archive is available for you via podcast at WRUF.com and on the WRUF radio app. Inside the Huddle is paid for by Weeby Marketing and produced by ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM WRUF, the home of the Florida Gators.
WRUF Gainesville, W251 CG Gainesville, from the Spurrier's Gridiron Grill Studios, ESPN 98.1 FM, 850 AM WRUF.